Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
7 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ooh, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Is the rain still
Monday.
Is the rain still coming down, guys?
No. It's
last night it cracked off.
What? Cats and dogs.
It was cats and dogs last night. It was a cats and dogs kind of night. So much so they had to stop the Yankee-Red Sox game, and it never resumed. So still no 61st home run for Aaron Judge. Laura, how was your weekend?
It was nice. I went to celebrate a friend of mine, June's, his birthday. So we had like a little barbecue, and I was chasing around my toddler all over the place. And just kind of chilled out. It was an easy weekend. What about you? Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, Shawnee, you need to pull up Laura's recent drop of Chag Sameach. It's in there. It's recently in the system. You'll see it.
Yes.
From Friday. Thursday, whatever it was. I had a
How
lovely
was your Rosh?
Weekend. Rosh was nice. Shana Tova, everyone. I Shana spent Tova. The day with my fiance's family. And they do, they're Sephardic Jews. And I'm Ashkenazic, so like, it's if you don't know, it's like different versions of Judaism.
Okay.
Yeah, school us.
What? Say it again. Chag
Sameach. Thank you.
Chag Sameach.
There it is. Well, listen, she's practically fluent in Hebrew, ladies and gentlemen. So their traditions are totally different. The food's totally different. Like, it's my second year doing it, and it's still very interesting to me. Like the idea of seeing rice at a Jewish holiday, it feels so foreign.
Wow.
Yeah, like we don't, Eastern European Jews don't do stuff like rice. Everything is potatoes and very Eastern European, you know what I mean?
Right.
But her family, their roots are originally from, before Israel, are from Tunisia and Iraq. And everything's different. All the food's different. So it's just neat. It was fun.
It's probably like slamming though, right? Slamming.
Oh, the food is slamming. And her mom goes so OD with the amount of food and different foods you have. It's crazy. So it was a sweet new year, as we like to say, and sending love to everybody. Shawnee, how was your weekend?
It was good. I was just telling Laura that I went to see The Woman King. And that was
I still want to see it.
Super intense.
Yes.
About the Dahomey Amazon tribe over there in Benin. Just very good. Viola Davis, she did her thing. There's this new actress. I cannot remember her name, but she's also a breakout star. She's from South Africa, and she's as much of a star in the movie as Viola.
Dope. I gotta watch it.
Was it as good as advertised, though?
Yes. Very intense. Some teary-eyed moments. And just gave you, they didn't dance around some of the politics of the tribes and the slave trade.
Right. They got into it, right? It's real.
They got into it from tribe to tribe and how there was like, you know, the internal conflicts upon tribe and sometimes selling their brothers. So,
yeah, I gotta see this movie. It's supposed to be absolutely fantastic. Now, speaking of a movie, Laura's about to have a movie called Laura Never Loses. Shawnee Culture, who do we have?
Let's go.
On the line today.
We have Suann.
Suann.
What's up, baby? It's me again.
She's back.
Hi.
Like she never left. Suann, what are you doing?
Right. I work for the city. I'm driving from Connecticut to New York.
There you go. All right, Shawnee, who else do we have?
We got Garrett.
Garrett.
What's up?
Yo, Garrett, what's cracking, my G?
How you doing? Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good. Laura, what do you have on the line today for Laura Never Loses?
All right. Well, the big winner is going to get a pair of tickets to watch Argentina versus Jamaica on Tuesday, September 27 at the Red Bulls Arena, thanks to your local Honda dealers.
Ooh, a little World Cup tune-up.
Some soccer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, all right, all right. Sue Ann, who do you want to represent you, Laura Stiles or myself?
Let's go, Laura. Let me get them tickets to go see my people.
Oh, my God. All right, all right, all right, all right. Pressure's on.
Boy. I haven't won in a long time.
Let's go.
All right, I got the questions.
60 seconds on the clock. It's That's time right. for Laura Never Loses.
All right,
here we go.
All right,
go.
Who does Floyd Mayweather want to fight?
Peter.
Laura.
No. No, what?
Who does Floyd Mayweather want to fight?
Yep.
Wanna? Three, like one of the Paul brothers?
Two.
No.
Incorrect, incorrect. Who does
Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
Oh,
that's
right.
In a match in 2023.
Okay.
In a classic story, what are Frosty the Snowman's Laura. Eyes made of? Laura.
Frosty the Snowman? Coal?
Coal is a fact.
Okay.
Tie game. Who sent pizza to the people protesting in front of his concert in Boston?
Oh. Ah. I don't know this.
Three.
There was a concert.
Two.
Protest.
One.
Post Malone.
Little Nas X.
Nas X.
Which state is home to the oldest city in the United States, Laura?
To the oldest city? Virginia.
Incorrect.
Rhode Island.
Incorrect. Tie game.
What was it?
What's the oldest
city?
That
is Florida. St. Augustine.
Oh.
Wow. Wouldn't have got that.
The oldest city in the United States. All right.
Okay. All right. Where are we right now? Is it tie?
It's a tie game.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Which country?
Oh gosh.
Is known for being neutral in world conflicts? Laura Stiles.
Switzerland.
Switzerland is correct. Laura wins!
Yay! Let's go, Sue Ann. You got the ticket.
Let's go, baby. I'm gonna see my Jamaican people.
That's right. Congrats, Mama. You got your tickets. Argentina versus Jamaica on Tuesday, September 27 at the Red Bulls Arena. Shout out to your local Honda dealers. They just hooked you up. Congrats, Mama. Hold on, okay, so we can get
your
info.
Yes.
Sorry, Garrett. I mean, what can I say? I was a full second before, but I lost. I'm a disgrace, and I deserve to be hated.
You were close, bro.
You're good, man.
Thanks, Garrett. Take care. Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Well, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know who's going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. This is major. We'll break it down all coming up next.
Laura Stiles, Flashing Lights time.
Laura
Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Well, you know, last week we talked about, you know, Apple Music. Apple being the main, the main people who are gonna bring us the Super Bowl halftime show because it's been the Pepsi halftime show forever. So, rumors, crazy. I don't know if you saw Rosenberg, but there was rumors that Taylor Swift might be the one and a lot of chatter around that. But over the weekend, it was announced that Rihanna is officially the Super Bowl halftime show headliner. And then we were like, wait a second. And then Riri ended up posting on her official Instagram just a photo of her hand holding up a football. With a period.
Yo.
So this could be a number of things, okay? Because, yes, we will get an amazing show from Riri, but it's also a perfect time to drop a new album.
Well, it would mean that it certainly makes you think there's a chance that immediately before or after.
Right.
There'll be a project coming. I mean, not necessarily. Like, people have done the Super Bowl without an album.
Listen, this is just hope, okay? Right. It's just hope. We're hoping.
Honestly, I'm excited for Rihanna album, but, like, I just heard doing a Super Bowl is pretty amazing.
Yeah. No, that is amazing by itself. Now, Jay-Z said in a tweet, Rihanna is a generational talent, a woman of humble beginnings requests surpass expectations at every turn. A person born on the island of Barbados who became one of the most prominent artists ever. Self-made in business and entertainment. Mm. I mean, listen, I saw a photo of her because, you know, she went with Rocky to Rolling Loud.
Oh, she rolled up to Rolling Loud?
Yeah. But, yo, Rihanna always has, like, she's with Rocky, but she always has this face like, I'm ready to go home. And I look at her, I feel you, Rihanna. Me too.
I wonder why she bothers. I'm not going to Rolling Loud if I'm Rihanna.
But, you know, Rocky was one of the headliners.
I mean, I know. But there are going to be other concerts.
Right. But anyway.
I'm straight.
Look, we're very excited, man. Listen, we were excited about, you know, with Mary, with Snoop, with Dre, like Eminem. But this one, I am super excited about. So congratulations to Rihanna. We're looking forward to this one. That's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 74, and alternate side parking is suspended for Rosh Hashanah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby! Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Oh, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, good morning, everyone. Fall officially here. I mean, we're kind of past the point of having to even talk about it. Like, I don't know. Is it going to get hot again, Laura?
Nope, it's over. It's over.
So there's not going to be like the 85 day anymore.
85?
Nah.
Wait, hold up. I got
a high 85? Can we get a high 85? The high I see over the next 7 days on my app is 75.
Yeah, we not seeing the 80s till next year for sure.
And the low I'm seeing over the next week is 51. At least we're not yet at the seeing that number 4. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we will be very soon. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but life is long, but life is also very short.
That's facts.
Shut up.
And if you haven't figured it out by now, unfortunately, we have something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Laura, tell us who played themselves.
Well, look, ASAP Rocky is giving himself the button. He is, I don't know, like, look, he was one of the headliners at Rolling Loud, and everybody was super excited about his performance. You know, it's been a while since Rocky hit the stage, and this was a headlining ticket, you know what I mean? So, you know, we were like, all right, we're going to expect some new, you know, maybe some new music or just a really great show. Well, he ends up apologizing because, you know, fans got a very short ASAP Rocky set. Mm-hmm. The performance was really short and it got under people's skin. People are really upset. So he ends up hitting the stage around 9:45 p.m. He only did 2 songs. And he ended up jumping into the mosh pit. And I don't know if you've seen it, but he's become a meme, Rosenberg.
I unfortunately, I have seen it.
His face is like, get me out of here.
No, it doesn't like, yell.
I think he has.
I think he yells, get me out of here.
I haven't seen the video. I just see the pictures, and I've been dying laughing because he's just like, help, help.
Yo, man, we hate to do it to Rocky because we love him.
Oh, my gosh.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Congratulations. Lord. You played yourself.
So he pretty much ended up giving it to himself. He posted on his social media. He's like, look, I'm so hurt right now. Last night was supposed to be a turning point in my live shows. From old to new, I'll take full responsibility for the circumstances of what led to last night's show being everything it was and everything it wasn't. I also want to acknowledge that even though I prepared the best show for my fans, detail for detail, over the course of months, I was unfortunately not able to bring my vision to fruition, and I'm hurt about that. And I want to apologize to all my fans and supporters. Thank you guys for showing up for me regardless. I just don't understand when people are going to realize, like, you got to be on time for these shows, fam. And there's a clock. People are scheduled to perform at certain times, and not everybody's able to dish out thousands and thousands of dollars for that extension. You know what I mean?
Yo, man. That's the thing about these shows, bro. Like, they have so many people on here. And I got to tell you, like, I feel for Rocky, but at the same time, I respect Rolling Loud for staying with what they do.
Right,
we're not
going
to throw off the whole night. Like, this is what the night is. And I'm sure it's in the contract that you have to be on time. It doesn't affect the pay, et cetera. Like, it doesn't affect anything except that your crowd's going to miss what you do.
Fam.
Although, I wonder, does Rolling Loud still have to pay the artist full price if they miss more than half their set?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're just going to do it just because, you know. But I don't know. Those are like contract obligations that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If this is something that happens to them on a semi-regular basis, because think about it. Rolling Loud has, what, 70 acts over the weekend or something?
Right.
Some obscene amount. They probably can't gamble on, you know, a bunch of people missing their sets and getting paid. But anyways, the congrats is really Rocky jumping into the crowd and then getting terrified of the fact that he jumped into the crowd.
It's so funny when you look at his face. He's like, ah.
Yo, man, and you know what? How friends are. Tyler, the creator, took the picture and made it his new IG profile pic.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny, man. But anyway, who you got, Rosenberg? Who you got on your list?
I'm going to give it to myself because yesterday, I thought that for some reason, instead of just celebrating the Jewish holiday with my fiance and her family, thought that I still had to bother watching my Washington Commanders play a football game. And if I believed that what I was going to see would represent a football game, please hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
How bad was it?
The score does not properly reflect how absolutely embarrassing it was. It was so bad. And, like, I'm proud of myself, guys. I didn't, like, act like a lunatic in front of my future in-laws.
Good.
You know, I was just like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, it's time for us to do some prayers. Oh, just turn it off. No big deal. Ha, ha, ha. And, yes, I was keeping my eye on it the whole time, but I managed to keep it together. But to show up that unprepared against the Philadelphia Eagles, who are playing really good football, just hit the Commanders with the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And to all the Jets fans out there who thought that you were feeling good off last week's win and you were going to then beat the Bengals this week, I have something to share with you guys.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Zach Wilson needs to come back. I'll just say that.
You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook.
top. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Time for Curve. Let's do it. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, myself, Ebro, a service we provide to the audience. When you've been out with someone, you know, maybe y'all was dating a long time. Maybe y'all just met. But you haven't heard from them.
Sad.
We have a whole department here. Lies. But they'll track down the person, see if we can get them on the line and find out what's going on, why they haven't hit you back. Darren, what's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
You wanted us to call Michelle today.
Yeah.
You went out on one date.
Right.
Went to one of those escape rooms.
Yeah, it was live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard some good things about that. A lot of people have fun. Yeah. You guys have Mexican food. A
lot of fun. Yes.
You guys kissed, sure. Even?
Yes. She said that was one of the best kisses she ever had. I mean, everything was great. The kiss was great. Everything was great. Food was great. We even ordered the same thing.
You talk a lot. But Darren,
he probably talked.
They kissed on the first date. So
he talks
first
a lot.
Date.
Is your breath okay?
She didn't say anything. She. Okay. No.
It's hard to tell someone that their breath smells like donkey.
So you think that might have been it?
You can.
No.
Back away. Offer me a mint.
That's a good point.
Depends on the type of funk, though. All right. Well, let's call Michelle. Darren, she agreed to come on, but she doesn't know you're on the phone. So try to be quiet.
All right.
Lord Jazz hit me one time. Make it funky. Funky child. I got a funky, funky rhyme.
All right.
Hello, Michelle speaking. How may I help you?
Michelle, sorry to bother you at work. It's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. Thanks for coming on the show quickly to talk about your date with Darren.
Oh, Darren, yeah.
I mean, you guys only went on one date. He couldn't be that annoying.
And he's super competitive. Everything we did, even with opening up the freaking door, he grabbed a side, I'm grabbing her side. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe he was excited to go on the date, Michelle. He was just trying to be the best man he could be.
Well, I thought that I am hot, you know. We went to this nice Mexican restaurant, right?
Okay.
And I ordered a chicken enchilada. He ordered a chicken enchilada. Now, was that by chance or was that competition?
Maybe he likes chicken enchiladas, too.
And he let you order first.
Guess who else likes chicken enchiladas?
Me.
Everyone.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Did he say, hey, I bet you can't eat as many enchiladas as I can?
So, did you guys have fun in the escape room?
Yeah, the escape room was the bomb diggity. I really enjoyed myself.
Bomb diggity.
You know, but when we went there, guess what he wanted to do? Let's do some shots, Michelle. I'm like, Darren, okay, I'll take one drink. No, I'm talking hot shots.
What's a hot
I'm
shot?
I'm like, what's a hot shot? Exactly. The same thing I said, bro. He said hot sauce, hot shots.
Nah, we're not doing that, bro.
All right. I mean, this is a man versus food. What's going on?
I don't know. He just wanted to burn everything up. Me, my mouth, the time. It was just too much. You know, Dan
right,
should
Michelle,
be, you
Michelle,
know.
Michelle, you're being a little dramatic. It doesn't sound that bad.
Well, it was.
The kiss, Michelle, was good.
Well, it was good. Yeah, he was a good kisser. But what I'm going to say?
You're going to say he's a good kisser? And I want to see you again so we can suck face.
I tried sucking his face, but it was full of hot sauce. I couldn't take it. It was hot sauce, and at least he could have got the best kind.
All right, Michelle. Just,
Michelle, can I tell you the truth? I think you're annoying.
Yes,
man. Michelle, Darren's on the phone, man.
On the phone anyway.
Michelle, Darren's on the line.
Hello, hello, hello again.
Hi,
hello, Michelle.
Yeah.
How come you didn't say any of that?
Well, first of all, you never let me get a word in. Secondly, I'm afraid if I say something, it's going to turn into a competition. What do you expect me to do?
I mean, I expect you to be able to speak your mind. I mean, I just thought we were having a good time. I mean, I'm an active person. I thought we were vibing. I really did. Drinking, I thought we were having a good time. I didn't know.
Yeah, bro. It would have been a good time. Wow. But you don't know how to act, bro. You want to compete with everything, bro.
You don't know how to speak your mind. Maybe you need to learn how to speak your mind.
All right. Michelle, wait. How about, I got an idea, because you guys don't sound like you dislike one another. You actually sound like you like one another a lot.
You fine. I like him.
Michelle, would you go on another date with Darren?
Oh, my God. Another one? Can we go someplace where there's nothing we can compete about? Let's just end up in the bedroom naked, why don't we?
You know what? We just fixed everything just that quick.
Already. We already at a better place.
There you go. Why don't y'all compete with some good old...
This whole thing just got better than me, but who could the hardest?
There you go. You guys can sweat it out and marathon.
Guys, hey,
you guys have each other's number. Michelle, hit Darren back, okay? You guys get the f***.
There we go. I never seen it like this.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Okay, DJ E-Styles, we see you. We see you.
E-Styles.
Yeah, I mean, heavy hitter.
E-Styles, a lot of people don't know this. E-Styles is the stepson of Laura Styles. Or the half-brother.
That's facts.
Half-brother, I forget how they're related, but they're related. They're the same name.
He's my Guyanese sibling.
There we go.
Good morning to Ebro, Laura Rosenberg on a pretty cool Monday morning. Happy Shana Tova to all my Jewish people out there. Yep, that's right. Happy New Year. Chag Sameach. Laura, you know how to say it. Shana, you have the drop? Mm. Yeah, I said you need to have this on deck all day long.
All day long. Okay,
yes,
yeah,
for the next couple days. We need to put all week. Thank you.
Chag Sameach. I don't like this draw because it makes me seem like I'm kind of making fun of it when I'm not. I was trying to pronounce it.
No, you weren't. No, you were not making fun. You were very much trying to get it right, but you were just trying too hard.
Because you were like, you're not putting enough into it. So I was like, okay, let me try again. Chag Sameach.
Oh, man. You know what? It's time. Listen, if you want to feel better about yourself, there's always a way to do that, Laura. It's bringing in DJ John.
Yeah. Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John, how was your weekend?
Hi.
Good morning, everybody. How's everyone feeling? My weekend was amazing. It was good. It was
DJ John. Did I see you like apple picking or pumpkin picking or doing something along those lines this weekend?
The lady and her squad and her friends and I went apple picking. It was dope. Went up to like East Upstate somewhere. It was a good time.
Apple picking already. That's it, guys. DJ John said it off.
It's over.
When you guys were talking about it, we already planned it. So I was like, oh, I'm already doing that. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then let me not spoil it, you know, let you guys talk about it. But, you know, it was a good time, man. And it got
you guys are smart because everybody's planning it. You guys were ahead of the game. So I'm sure it was crazy packed.
Oh, super packed.
Yeah,
it felt like everything's commercialized, like the whole...
Oh, man, can you believe it?
The
apple picking industry is trying to get paid out here. What the hell?
Oh, like...
Of course.
Having these big chairs, everyone sit down with the hay around, the hay rides.
Hold on.
I mean, you need a photo op, hello.
So, Laura Styles, John, you say John is smart because he went out and made plans early. Oh, I'm even smarter because I'm not making any plans to waste my day apple picking. Okay.
Good for you, man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, listen, a day may come on this show, God willing, inshallah. Mm-hmm. I have children one day with Natalie, and I decide I'm going. But
You're
just
going.
Know, even on that day, I'm going to be hating it. It is the dumbest activity of all time.
Nah.
I am good.
It's good.
I am
nah.
good.
It's a good time. It's good. I'm family
good
fun.
Time.
Listen, man, Listen. Kids need to do what we did when we were kids. Nothing. What are these damn activities? No one took us apple picking.
Right,
I went to a pumpkin patch maybe one time. I went to a pumpkin patch, maybe with like school or something.
I went apple picking for the first time with my daughter last year.
Right. Yeah, right. I didn't go till I was an adult bringing my own kids either.
And but now it was fun. It was
now
fun.
Now it's a photo op. Everyone has to get their apple photos. Yeah. Everyone else's kid has the apple photos. So we got to make sure everyone has the apple photos.
Right. And they got some, I know, straight hate. They got some vibes for adults. You know, they got the spiked apple cider on the side.
So you can get drunk with your kids.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And have a good time while they pick apples and drink apple juice. You and the other parents, you know, sip that thing.
No, yeah, listen, I'm sure. Shawnee. I'm sure it's a great time for parents and the kids. I'm sure. I'm just saying, if it's a Sunday and I could just be inside watching football and eating wings, that's where I'm at. But listen, it sounds like a lovely outdoor activity. Now, DJ John, are you done being mad at us? Because you lashed out quite a bit on Friday.
Why'd you have to bring it up?
I didn't lash at all.
Oh, there's lashing. You were lashing and lashing.
No, I left it pretty calm. I was chill. I was
lashing out doesn't mean necessarily yelling. You were just expressing your disappointment and sadness, and you thought no one took your battle with the COVID seriously enough.
It's Monday. I'm past it, bro. Like, I love you guys. It's a new day, bro. Like,
he went apple picking. He's good.
Positive John.
Listen, crispy. Listen, the most important thing that happened this weekend, spending time with the family. I took my dad to my
Father John.
My dad to our very first father-son Yankee game ever in
life. Wow. I saw that. That was really beautiful, John.
I saw as
well.
That's fire. Great.
Yo, he's expensive. Yo, when I have a kid, they're expensive. These kids are going to be expensive.
It's expensive.
You mean your dad was expensive?
My dad is like my son. You know, the older the parents get, they act like kids.
It switches. You become
the parent. Your dad was like, you taking me out, you buying me, peanuts and a beer and everything else that's on the venue.
This guy is amazing.
You're paying for everything.
Right.
This guy, man.
He's like, oh, can I have
that? You have to buy him some peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Everything, man. He wanted ice cream, he wanted the donuts, he wanted the sandwich.
Donuts? What kind of baseball game are you at? All right, let's... Laura Stiles, let's get into the game, shall we? DJ John, what are you giving away?
Oh, tickets to see Mary J. Blige on her Good Morning Gorgeous tour happening October 20th at the Barclays Center, baby.
Nice.
Mary J. Blige, as she's known, Mary J. Blige will be in the building.
Got Edwin.
Edwin.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Edwin. Are you a big Mary J. Blige fan?
Well, my wife is, so, you know.
Okay, perfect tickets.
Boom.
All right.
Boom. Okay.
All right, Edwin, I have a question for you. Let's see if you can answer it, okay?
I have a question.
Here we go. Can you tell us which sport ends their season with the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
Which sports? Football.
Thank you, Edwin. I was nervous for a second. Correct.
Good job,
you got
buddy.
It. Oh, God. All right, DJ John, here's your question. Can you tell us which team, okay, which team has played in four Super Bowls and has never led in any of them?
Bengals?
No, the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, wow. The Vikings have been in four Super Bowls. Because the obvious answer there would have been the Bills, but the Bills have led in those games before. Yeah. Oh, man. Edwin, guess what? You're taking your wife to see Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Edwin.
Thank
She's going to be super happy.
All right, Edwin, hang tight for 1 second. We're going to take care of you. Laura, what's coming up next in Flashing Lights?
Oh, you know, we talked about the story when it first came out, but I have an update, and it is messy, Rosenberg. I know it's your team, the Boston Celtics, but, you know, the Ime Udoka story is just getting nastier and nastier, so I'll give you more details coming up next.
Well, we were talking about pumpkin patches and apple picking, and somehow now Shawnee is breaking down an entire...
eco.
It's like a generational ecosystem... between friends. By the way, my fiance just walked in. When I said apple picking, she lit up. She got excited.
There you go.
Mitzi.
I know. Now she wants to go out. Little does she know, I was just sitting here ragging on apple picking.
She walks in like, ooh, you want to go?
She's like, ooh, someone said apple picking?
If I text her and I was like, hey, we're going to take Kenza apple picking. You guys want to come? She's going to be like, yes, we're going.
She really would. And my friend Chanel wrote me and said, you had a deprived childhood. I grew up on Long Island, and apple and pumpkin picking were always a thing.
Vibes.
I never got a chance to do it. And I used to, like, see it on, like, TV. I'm like, God, I wish I could do something like that.
Right, right. It was, like, more of a TV thing, right?
Right.
Then when you got to do it, it was like, oh. It's all breezy and nice and flowy upstate
style. Yes. I remember on Peanuts, they go to the pumpkin patch for Halloween. Remember Charlie Brown went to the pumpkin patch? That was as close as I got when I was a little kid.
Yo, stop hating on the patch, bro.
Yeah, all right, let's get into some flashing lights with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right, well, this story is so messy now. We talked about it on Friday, I believe, and Thursday. We've been talking about it. Head coach of the Celtics, Ime Udoka, had an affair with someone from the franchise, violating his contract to get suspended, right? So people have been like, oh, you know, speaking out, supporting him. Matt Barnes was one that made me laugh because he did this whole spiel on, you know, why it wasn't fair, the way they're treating him. And then he deletes it, goes back on social media, is like, you know what? I heard the details on what happened. I take it all back. It's darker and more twisted than you think. Mm. Now, obviously, none of us know what he's talking about because this is information that he
got. We will.
But little by little, like, more information is coming out. But
guys,
this
listen.
One on TMZ is wild, Rosenberg. So wait,
let
me finish telling you the story and then you tell me.
No, please. There's more. I didn't know there's more.
Well, it's just so like, oh, man, it's so sneaky. So the Celtics employee with whom Ime Udoka had the affair with, she helped make all of his travel arrangements. And that job included organizing travel for his fiance, which is Nia Long.
Right,
so she was always organizing all their travel and constant communication with her. But the craziest part is, you know, Nia Long recently moved from California with her son to Boston to be, you know, to be closer to him, being to family.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That woman organized the move, Rosenberg. organized everything to help bring her over.
Well, listen, her job makes sense.
Right.
I understand the job. Like, that just makes this.
Right.
That's just that. Listen, well, that's already one detail. But from the very beginning when I heard this, and I love Stephen A. He's my guy. But Stephen A. jumping out the window and talking about why is it happening when it's a black coach? I don't see this at other times. Bro, I could tell from, first of all, listen, I am a Celtics fan. But the Celtics are a well-run organization. If they went this OD, it's because the story's OD. I know it. And we're going to find out more and more about just how sinister it was. Because, listen, that's already one piece, right, is that you had the girl who he's having the affair with who's in constant communication with his woman. So that's pretty nefarious and bad. But then there are other rumors out there that there was another woman who was married to someone else within the organization.
What?
So this guy might have just been doing insane dirt all over the place to the point that the franchise was like, yo, bruh, we want to get rid of this guy.
And you know what's crazy? Producer Griff just pointed it out, that the Ring doorbell is what got them. I guess the employee's husband, whom he was having an affair with, saw and heard her on the phone and listened in. That's how you found out.
Oh, the Ring doorbell.
The Ring doorbell.
Yo, gotta watch. Every time.
Watch, you're going to have a whole bunch of sketchy men listening to our show this morning being like, nah, babe, I don't think we should get a ring.
Right,
it's a good idea.
There's some documentary coming out on using Ring, like just Ring footage.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw like an advertisement last week. It's some like crazy things that you see on your doorbell cam.
They really did blow up over the last 10 years. Like, if you get a home, if you have a standalone home, you get Ring.
Right.
Like, it is a thing. So anyways, we're gonna see what goes on. And I truly, listen, I root for one team that's awful, the Washington Commanders. I don't give them the benefit of the doubt on anything. I root for another team that's amazing called the Boston Celtics. They've always been awesome, going all the way back to when Bill Russell was the first black head coach in the NBA. They've always been a stand-up organization. And I truly believe that we're going to find out this whole thing was incredibly sketch. And I am very disappointed because I thought Ime Udoka was going to be our coach for a long time. And, Shawnee, I think you're right. I think they get him up out of here soon.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the fade out, huh?
Yeah, man. The suspension is the setup for the fade. Right. I can't. You don't suspend someone for a year.
Right.
You suspended them. It's not like the league suspended him. The right. Celtics suspended him.
For a year.
At that point, he's only been there 1 year.
Right, he's out.
You suspend him for a whole, as long as he's been there, I think at that point you just hire a new coach and move on. Like, I know he's supposed to be great, but I don't know. We'll see. It's a wild story. And I'm sure the rest's going to come out. Because if people's for feelings are as hurt as we believe they are, everyone's talking.
For sure. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:06, a high of 74 degrees. Alternate side parking is suspended for Rosh Hashanah.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Laura, my buddy Robin Lundberg, who works for Sports Illustrated, posted about the Rihanna news yesterday that Rihanna will be doing the Super Bowl, and he made up his own set list. He wrote All of the Lights, Run This Town, Umbrella, Work, Pon the Replay, Rude Boy, Don't Stop the Music, Medley, We Found Love, Love the Way You Lie. And I wrote back to him and said, a bunch of this is right. Love the Way You Lie is not. That would be a mistake.
No, I don't think she would do a Love the Way You Lie.
She is not. No. Shawnee, there's no chance, right?
Yeah, no. Nah. Love the Way You Lie.
Zero chance.
Nah.
And so Robin responded, I think it's an excellent song. I said, well, we all have wrong opinions. But
it is an excellent song. I just don't think she's going to use it for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
If you're going to play something slow, if you're going to play something slow and depressing at a Super Bowl performance, it has to be literally, like, utterly iconic.
Right.
Yeah, she's probably going to do Diamonds.
Like, yeah, Diamonds. Yeah.
I think she'll throw Diamonds in there, even if it's just a little tiny snippet.
I'll tell you this. Rihanna's interesting. The other day when I was playing at University of Buffalo, you know, we were trying to – I haven't DJed a college crowd in years. So it was like the whole thing was very experimental, like watching the crowd. It was fun. It was an adventure because I'm like – every direction we go, I'm kind of guessing now. These kids are 18 years old. I do not know. And I wanted to play Break My Soul, but I didn't have it on my old laptop, which I was using to DJ with. And I was like, damn it. What do I want to play, though, that's like up-tempo? And I played Rihanna, We Found Love. Mm-hmm. Bodied it for the kids. Really? They went crazy.
Of course.
It was sort of like it made you realize how much a lot of her records are like Michael Jackson records to these kids. You know, that if you're 20 years old, We Found Love came out in what, like 2011 or something? They were like 11 years old. So, like, Rihanna's just been such an integral part of people's lives for so long.
Oh, yeah, this one. Okay.
You didn't know it by name.
Nah, I didn't. I'm like, which one is that? Yeah, I can see that.
This is going to ring at the Super Bowl. This is the lights everywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy. What it takes to form a
line. And I hate songs.
With the hand claps.
And I generally hate songs that have this feel. I generally hate them. And I love this record. I don't know why.
This is Super Bowl ready.
What? Right now, everyone listening is being like, y'all, shut up and play the song.
Yeah, this is that classic.
Oh, big Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All the stupid dancers they bring out, like 500 dancers.
Confetti, confetti.
Yeah. Oh,
nice confetti.
Yeah, this is ready. She's ready.
Yeah. Nah, and listen, here's the question, guys. Here's the question for Rihanna in the Super Bowl. Who does she bring out?
Right.
I mean, the one that's my fiance just threw her diamond up. Does she bring out Jay-Z?
Come on. You know he does tied into that football.
I know. That's the reason she's doing it. Right. It is 100% a Jay-Z operation. Does she bring out Hove? Does she bring out Drake?
Right. Does she bring out Kanye?
I mean,
wouldn't count. That one I would not count on at this
Run
point.
Run this town tonight?
Oh, it'd be amazing. I just think Kanye at this point is too toxic for like big brands to stand near. I don't think they do
he
it.
Come out with the all black and the mask and those big rubber rings.
Let me tell you right now. You keep beefing with the Kardashians publicly. You're not coming out of the Super Bowl, okay? You want to know who runs this town tonight? The Kardashians.
I look at it more like Rihanna's probably not going to want to deal with all that. She's like, look, how many minutes is it? It's like four,
dude,
5 minutes?
No, like 12. It's like 12
minutes. 12
minutes?
She's like, I don't want to deal with Kanye trying to be like, I want this and this and this type. Because, you know, he has to micromanage things. I just don't see it happening for that specific reason, you know?
Right. I don't know if I see Drake. I mean, Drake is big. But I see
You see Drake? If Rihanna asked Drake to come out with the Super Bowl, Shani.
Yeah, no, it's a movie. But
What's your hesitation,
he would fly
Shani?
In on Air Drake and make it.
Her ex-boo, he would fly
right.
in on Air Drake.
So I know, Shani, you're thinking about the fact that they used to be together.
Right.
And is that weird now?
Right.
She's
you think Rocky's
going to
be on the sidelines like with his arms crossed and just looking?
Yeah, but she got this song, you know, Work With Him, which is big.
Oh, they have like
mean.
Three.
And his vibe on that is a move. And
I love this
my
record.
Name.
And Take Care, right? What's the Drake single with
her? Oh, yeah, Take Care.
So they got multiple, they got a bunch they could do. Now, listen, this one's not going to happen, guys. But, you know, just for my own fantasy booking for, like, the moment. And we know that they're cool at this point, or they have been. Mm-hmm. It won't happen. It won't happen.
What's that?
But her bringing out Chris Brown would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
It would not happen. But remember, they
it
did.
It would not happen.
But you guys remember, they did music together, what, 5 years ago?
They did, right? Well, what song was that?
It was the remix to Cake. They did the birthday. They did the Cake remix.
Right.
They did Cake remix, and I think she did a remix for him, too. But
yeah,
definitely he jumped on hers. But I think Drake is going to happen. That is the one that I would most predict. I think Kanye's unlikely. I think Jay and Drake. What about just Jay and Drake?
That's a possibility.
Jay and Jake.
That's a
not
possibility.
Dre and Jake.
She's either gonna bring out who you said or nobody at all, and she's just gonna shine on her own.
And remember, Shani, if she brings out Jay, she could still do Run This Town. You don't need Kanye.
Right, right, right.
She could do it with just Jay if she wanted to.
Let's see.
Yo, 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 guys, fantasy book. Jay-Z's the one hooking up this whole thing. What if we got Rihanna and Beyonce on the same stage?
Wow.
Doing what?
Whatever. Who cares? You just bring her out to do a song.
Right.
Yo,
right.
yo. They unveil their new song on the Rihanna album together.
Oh, my God.
Now, that would be a moment.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up. But it's a really neat idea. I'll tell you this, though. The amount of women you're going to see geared up to watch the Super Bowl this year is going to be... Laura, I already... Natalie and I decided we're having a party. We're already having a party. Because I was like, well, I know Laura's going to want to now go out and watch the Super Bowl.
Of course. Of course. I want to watch the Rihanna Bowl.
I'm ready for the Rihanna Bowl. Yo, the Rihanna Bowl is going to be lit. All right, let's play some Rihanna. We got the Gurus coming up next. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Ooh, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. We're all talking about Rihanna. Sure. We were going to talk about the messiness of the Boston Celtics situation and relate it to other people's workplace mess. But then this just shows, I mean, Rihanna, can I tell you guys the truth? Mm-hmm. I don't care who wants, you guys know I'm Navy for life.
All right.
Here we go.
I don't care what anyone says. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you question my hip-hop credibility. You do that anyway.
All right.
I'm more excited about Rihanna than I am about Dre last year. This is the most excited I've been. Like, I don't know why. She's Rihanna, man.
She's Rihanna.
And also, we haven't seen Rihanna perform or in artist mode in a long time. She's been busy becoming a billionaire, you know what I mean? Producing fashion shows and makeup and being a humanitarian and having a child. We haven't seen her in this, you know, in this mindset, in this light. So, of course, we're excited. Listen, we're excited about an album that we've been holding our breath for a long time. We're like, is it happening? Is it happening? But to have a confirmation that she's going to hit that stage is major.
And what a Rihanna-like reveal it was, too, with her just posting her hand holding a football.
I know, right?
Put a period.
It was her period?
Period. That's it, Rosenberg. That was her caption.
Period.
It's so good.
We will. There'll be a lot. Get ready, guys. There's going to be lots of Rihanna talk between now and the first week of February. There's going to be a lot of Rihanna talk.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby! Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
But now, Guru talk.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To shine the light in your darkest times. Shani Coltrane, burn the sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help.
All right.
Who's out there?
Dear gurus, thegurulaura at gmail.com, that is. Send your emails, by the way.
Sorry.
Loyal listener from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay.
Native Bronx kid. Yes. Young married couple. She's 27. I just turned 30. We have two kids together, 6 and 3. Recently, my wife's cousin, his wife, and their 2-year-old arrived to the U.S. They have been staying with us for the past 6 months.
Oof.
We live comfortably, but small things get on our nerves. We talk to them about it, and they improve, such as cleaning up and other little things. Me and my wife work, and my 6-year-old goes to school year-round, so my 2-year-old stays with her cousin's wife. They help tremendously. but nothing that my wife and I couldn't handle anyway. He pays for all the food, and me and my wife pick up everything else. Rent, utilities, and minor everyday things.
Okay.
My issue is, I kind of want my house back. I recently told my wife that I was getting annoyed by the whole situation. I told her I married her, not her cousin.
Right.
And if the shoe were on the other foot, she would want her house back too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She obviously got mad and said she would do whatever it takes to help them as much as possible. Even burning it down if she had to.
What?
I want to help, and we have helped. We received them to our house. We have provided everything but food to them. But everything has its limits. Her cousin will soon have to undergo surgery. It will put him out of work for a couple of weeks. I honestly don't mind holding them down for the time being, but I would like to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
My questions, I guess, are, should I talk to her cousin man to man, make him see that they are causing a point of friction between me and my wife? And does he really want to be that? Should I ask him, did he come to the U.S. dependent on us? Should I talk to all three of them and tell them I want out sometime in the near future? Please help. Either make me see it from a different point of view or give me some advice. All right, guys.
This is a tough one, but I'm with him. I want him out, and I don't even know them.
Right. I'm with him, too, but it is delicate. Because how do you have to talk now when a cousin is about to go into surgery?
Right. I think maybe one way of going about it is, like, waiting. Absolutely. Hold them down through the surgery. You know what I mean? But maybe if you can afford it, give them some kind of monetary gift to help them. You know what I mean? So it's like once they get back on their feet, to be like, hey, listen, we were able to help you with maybe like first and security deposit for your new apartment. Yeah. So when you're ready, let me know. And then they can discuss like, when do you think you guys would want to start making that leap and to starting your new life? You know what I mean?
Because the family couple, are they financially sufficient? Because he pays for the food, but can they maintain on their own? Did he mention that?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Can the guy who write, can him and his girl maintain on their own?
No, the visitors.
Oh, the other. I don't know. I mean, listen, he said they contribute, so they obviously have something.
Right. Food money.
The question really is, guys, does he need to get his wife's cosign, or can he step around her and just be like, yo, man, listen, man to man. You know, and not to be sexist or anything and suggest that only the men can talk about the money or anything like that. But I just say man to man because there's a different sort of connection you could have. Just pull him aside and say, bro, listen, my wife would have you stay here forever. Okay.
Right.
Let me be honest with you. I love you. Happy to take care of you guys. I'm not good with you being here forever. I need my own space. I need to live in my own house with my family. Can we come up with a plan? I'm not rushing you, but can we come up with a plan for you guys to find your own way?
The only thing that I'm scared of, Rosenberg, is if he tells her and the wife finds out, it's going to be a big issue. The wife is going to have a huge problem with it.
I was with you, but then, you know, once you get to the fine line of saying, look, I'm not good with you being here, that gets misinterpreted and becomes family drama.
But well, you doesn't have to use that specific line. But you understand what I'm saying?
But I would definitely start being suggestive with dude. Like, I would start looking for real estate in the neighborhood for you. Be like, yo, I seen this. You know, there's some stuff opening up, and just kind of make it more conversational and ease that into the conversation more frequently.
But there is a part we're blowing spaces past here a little bit, which is that his girl's being kind of whack.
She is being whack.
Like she needs to, if you want to play this for her, play it for her. She should know that, like, this is a big ask of someone.
Yeah.
And yes, it's your family, and we know that, and family is family. But to his point,
it's not fair.
He married you. Mm-hmm. You guys have children. You have a full house already. That can't be permanent.
No way. And then, right. you know what else too is that, that's why I say I go back to the financial gift. You know what I mean? If you want to help them get back on their feet. And I say, like, start looking for places that they can afford. Start yeah. having the conversation of what would that budget look like yeah. after the surgery. Yeah, maybe, you know what I mean?
Maybe you're in a place where you guys could give them the first month's rent and a security deposit and say, pay yeah. us back over time.
Yeah.
But or not. And sometimes you you don't have to pay me back. There you go. Here's, yeah. here's our gift. First in line, first in security.
Yeah, it just depends. Who know? We don't know that they have the ability to give away right. what could be a lot of money.
And it's
but, right. at the, but either way, I'm sure you guys are living a nice life. You could figure out a way to help them get started.
Right. And it seems like he doesn't mind if they even live next door or across the street. He just wants his house back.
As correct. He should. You know what I'm saying? He deserves to have his own home, his privacy. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's his home that he built with his partner, but his wife is being super whack.
Yeah, she's whack.
To
for
say
that.
That she's even willing to burn it down.
What? Yeah.
That's not right, man.
I'm guessing she said that in the heat of a back and forth. That yeah. she was like, I mean, if I have to, I will. I would hope yeah. she doesn't mean that.
You gotta check on that. You do gotta check on that. Continue to have the conversation with her. Because yeah. that's the nucleus. And let her know the same thing you said. Like you said, oh, Rosenberg, play this back again because it's a real issue. Like, you can't be
yeah.
putting your family in front of our family. That
yeah, and
work.
I think coming up with solutions and ways that you can help them, you know what I mean? Like, help them find a place they can afford. Like, if, because it sounds like they're financially stable, help them out by a security deposit or maybe first month's rent also, you know what I mean?
Right.
Start having those kind of conversations on how they can help them because this is not helping your relationship or your marriage. Nothing. It's right. It sounds like it's really dark in your yeah. household. I mean, you can't have that, man. That's not healthy for your family. I hope that helps. So say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Laura, what's coming up at Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I didn't realize how much hip hop made wrestling debuts over the weekend, Rosenberg.
Yeah, there was a lot of hip hop and wrestling last week.
Wow. Okay, we'll break it down. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Wow. I feel like I'm ready to Vogue right now.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
LES vibes.
Let's go.
E Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Laura Styles, what do you have?
I got tickets right now. That's what I have. Tickets to see WizKid live at Madison Square Garden Arena on Wednesday, November 16th.
Shout out to Africa. Listen, Laura. Can we have a little conversation later?
You cannot have these tickets, Shawnee.
Come on,
tickets
family.
On sale September 30th on Ticketmaster.com, made hot by Live Nation. You know we got to give them away.
Wow. Listen, if you Whiz really kid. Love me, you know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? Let your boy slide through.
Yo, this concert is going to be fire. So call in number 9-800-223-9797. These tickets are for you. I'm going to talk to somebody that could talk to somebody,
please.
Shawnee. We'll see.
You know what I mean?
But anyway, did you guys see, Rosenberg, I don't know if you peeped, that Trina made her wrestling debut.
She did. Listen. I don't know if she didn't actually wrestle, right? I just saw her confront Jade Cargill, but she didn't wrestle, did she?
Well, I think she had something to do. She made her way into the ring, hold on, with against Diamante. Listen. So what I'm reading right now, it's like the AEW had their annual Grand Slam event at Arthur Ashe Stadium. It was an Action Bronson. He wrestled in a tag team match. Who Kid appeared. West Side Gun was in the house. So a lot of people were there. That's a lot of hip hop.
It was very, very hip hop. I got to give AEW their props for it. They pulled together a nice little hip hop feeling event. And props to Action Bronson, man. If you guys got to watch the clips. Bronson was actually out here wrestling.
He was? I gotta watch it, man. This is dope.
Bronson was out here being Bad Bunny adjacent. You know? might have been Bad Bunny plus. I don't know. he was really, really good. It was very cool. And I know, you know, Bronson loves wrestling and got to do it in his hometown of Queens. It was pretty cool.
I mean, listen, Bronson's been in the gym heavy, so I know he had no problem. You know,
oh, he was ready.
Swinging folks, throwing people
oh,
across.
Okay, right. Now, let me tell you someone who is not quite at the wrestling level of Bronson. and that is Trina, because I just went on YouTube and watched what she did.
Okay, so what she did?
She gave someone what looked like a slap push to the neck. It looked like something that would actually happen in a bar, like after someone spills a drink on someone. But
it was still cool.
It was still cool to see the baddest bee on TV.
Absolutely. Wait, real quick before we get out of here, did you see that? I saw this article right now. Hold on. It doesn't want to load now. But that James Earl Jones has officially retired from his role of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, He's like 91 years old, guys.
Yeah.
He's 91.
I mean, as long as he can still be Mufasa, I'm cool with that.
I think he's pulling out of everything. I think it's time for him to he's been working hard for a long time, Shawnee. I mean,
why are you trying to put this man in an early grave, Laura? Let the man keep working.
I'm not killing him off. I'm just saying he's relaxing and chilling.
It's time for him to ride off into the sunset. I think it's time for him to head out for greener pastures. He's 91 years young, man.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you isn't it funny?
He can do whatever he wants, whatever he's comfortable with.
Isn't it funny, though, we talk about people's ages. I'm always surprised by how old they are. I swear to God, at this point, I thought James Earl Jones would actually be older than 91.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I thought when I looked, he would be like 96.
The squad is saying that they'll still own his voice and can do future Darth Vader roles.
Of course.
He signed up his voice, so he'll be, you know, Darth Vader forever.
That's crazy.
And his family will get paid, which is awesome.
Okay, okay.
You know. But damn, I was just saying, damn, man. Damn, if he needs to chill, he needs to chill. Jeez.
Yo, man. I'm sorry that Laura's trying to rush you out.
No.
You know? You got a lot of gas in the tank, baby.
Come on, baby. Simba, you have forgotten me.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:55. High of 74 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Rosh Hashanah.
Luke.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!